Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We're having such a good time. We're talking about Terry Brim and his beautiful wife, Lynn, and how God brought them together when Terry learned how to use his faith. And so last week, we talked about a visitation Terry had in the nighttime. He was so frustrated trying to find a wife on his own. He hadn't had very good results. And in fact, he'd just broken up with someone that day. And in his frustration, cried out to God, there's either something wrong with me or else your laws don't work. And the Lord visited him at 3 o'clock that morning. We spent the whole week last week going over what God said to him and showed him how everything works by laws. The Lord said, he started out with him and he said, get your pen and paper. And he started out with, God does not bless or give to us according to what we deserve or what we may think is good, but by spiritual laws that he set into existence. And this whole paper that we'll send to you free, back and front, Terry learned about the laws of faith and began putting them into practice. Now, he received this August the 18th, 1999, and he stopped trying to look for his wife, and he started believing God. Now, it took him a while. In fact, 2 years. But he did it faithfully, and he didn't revert back to his old ways. And we started, but then one day, it was just almost like he lost his mind. Because we were having out here at Prayer Mountain in October 2000, and what was it, one?
One.
2001, we were having Prayer Mountain meeting, and we had the day that we have the tent meeting. We do it every year. We come out here and have about 1,500 to 2,000 people in a big tent. And Terry, of course, has a lot of work to do with that. And we were in the meetings, and suddenly, have you ever seen that Walt Disney movie, Bambi? And they talk about getting Twitter-pated. He got Twitter-pated. He saw what he thought was the most beautiful woman he'd ever laid eyes on. And if you think his trailer lit up that night, she lit up to him that day. And he said to Dan, who was a young man that worked with us, and to his dog, Bubba, look, there's the most beautiful woman I ever saw. And then Dan challenged him. What did Dan say?
Dan said, if you don't say something now, you'll never see her again.
So what'd you do? Just walk down there beside her? Were you on the end?
No, she was. She sat towards about three quarters back from the front on the left-hand side. And
how'd you get right next to her?
She had an aisle seat.
She had an aisle seat. That was the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And you stood right beside her. And
she was standing praising the Lord.
And you interrupted.
I stood right beside her.
And what'd you say?
When she opened her eyes from praising the Lord, I introduced myself to her. And I'm rather embarrassed about it.
Well, go ahead.
And, of course, I had been sitting with Dan, of course. He was the guy that I worked with at the time out here, and my dog, Bubba. And I looked back there, and I said, myself and the guys, just wanted to let you know, have decided that you were the prettiest girl here.
Oh, my goodness.
I got so, those words didn't come out real smooth or eloquently. Those were very choppy words because I'd lost my train of thought totally of what I was going to do.
You were Twitter-pitted.
I was, whatever that word is, that's what I was.
And so, Lynn, what do you think?
She laughed.
That's what happens, right, when it's in the plan of God. That's what would happen to every man, I believe.
It's
in God's plan, and that is to be their future wife. They're going to feel that way, and I'm just so grateful and thankful now that Terry had the courage to step forward and say something, because without that courage, the introduction never would have been made, and I wouldn't know who Terry Brim was. So even though initially it started out with an incorrect impression from myself, because I immediately thought the guys were in the back having rating systems. Here's a, you know, here's an 8, here's a 7, there's a, you know.
Yes, right.
I'll give her that, I'll give her that. So initially I was not impressed, but look at how it ended up.
Now, Lynn, we're going to take you on your journey. We've talked about Terry's journey, how he got there. Take us on your journey.
Well,
Let's start with your first marriage.
Okay. And you know, at the very beginning of the first program, you mentioned that Terry did want to be married and that Lynn did not want to be married. And that was true. It was 7 years before I met Terry. 7 years previous, I've gotten a divorce. And I know there are a lot of people out there that are divorced and hurting. And I want to encourage people, God is so good. Even when you are in the midst of the most terrible trial in your life that you can ever imagine, He will bring you out. Hallelujah. He will bring you into good things. He has a good plan for your life, and plans for good and not to harm you. And if you will listen and call upon Him as your source of help, He'll get you there step by step. He'll take you through the hard places, and He will get you to the good places that He has preordained and prepared for you. But I did have a situation that was very difficult for
now,
me.
Now, where did you meet this man you married?
Well, I met him at my first job. I was at McDonald's, and I was washing dishes, and a gentleman came back, and I had prayed to the Lord as a teenager, but I didn't know. A book you recommended to people to read was How to Be Led by the Spirit of God by Kenneth E. Hagin. Mm-hmm. And as a child and growing up, I didn't have that input, and I did not know how to test the spirits, but I did have a heart towards God. Mm-hmm. And so I had prayed, Father, I want you to keep the key to my heart. And you just give it to that one man that you want me to marry. I don't want a date because I've seen so many friends and they get hurt, and I don't want that. So would you keep my heart and you lead and guide me in this instance? But again, I didn't know how to test the spirits. Mm-hmm. And so while I was back there doing dishes, I heard a voice. There was a man that came back, and he looked at me while I was doing the dishes, and I just casually looked at him, and I heard this voice say, "This will be the man you will marry," and it was gone. And I didn't think anything about it.
You didn't know to test the spirits.
No, I didn't.
You see, a voice can come from God, or it can come from the enemy.
And I didn't know that.
And you didn't know that.
No. When I was, if we go back even further, when I was in eighth grade, a friend of mine, we had begun to play the Ouija board, which, as you know, is absolutely the wrong thing to do. Mm-hmm. And it's not a game.
Demons.
Yes.
Move that thing around.
Yes, that's right. And so I had an experience there, and so I recognized that the spirit realm was real. I recognized that there were demons, and if there were demons, there are angels. God is real. Mm-hmm. Everything in the Bible is real. Mm-hmm. So I sought after Him with a passion, and that was when I heard that voice, "This will be the man you'll marry," it was gone. I didn't think much about it until this man started pursuing me. And in the course of the friendship, he said to me, "Do you know that the very first time I saw you, you were back there doing dishes? And I heard a voice that said, 'This will be the woman you will marry.'" And it was gone. So I thought, well, Lord, this must be the confirmation that this must be your will. Mm-hmm. And so that's how it began. Mm-hmm. And so I married him, and I never in my life expected to be divorced. He was my very best friend, and then some strange things started happening. He one summer mentioned to me that God had been speaking to him about some
things.
Did
you all go to church?
Well, you know, as we were dating, we actually taught Sunday school together. Mm-hmm. And then as we got older, and you know, that was one thing that we started not to do as much.
Mm-hmm.
Because
stop going.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not a good thing. So we were, he said that the Lord had been speaking to him, and they were good things, wonderful things. He would tell me about all these things that were going to happen, wonderful things. And then he said, and Lenny, God showed me something about you. I said, really? Well, what was it? Because everything was wonderful. And with tears in his eyes, he said, "Lynn, you are going to go home. To be with Jesus." I said, "What do you mean? I'm going
die.
To go home?" Yeah. And that was what he meant. And I said, "But I've just completed my first year of teaching. I have so much to do." And he said, "I know, but you have done so many," he went through things, but he said, "but it's your time, and you'll be there and you'll be praising the Lord, and it's going to be very wonderful for you." So because I had had the experience that I had had in eighth grade, but yet I didn't know enough, didn't have the background spiritually to test these things, I believed him. And it sounds silly, it sounds strange,
Well, if anyone's telling anyone out that, it's not true.
Yeah, right. But you were deceived.
I was deceived.
And the devil has power of deception, folks.
Yes.
That's why you need to learn the Word of God, learn how you could be led by the Spirit of God and how to test the spirits. My grandson, Brandon, here is doing, he's the engineer on this broadcast, and he had a vision of Jesus not too long ago. But I always taught my grandchildren, when the Spirit appears, when it speaks to you, you say, do you confess Jesus Christ come in the flesh? 1 John 4 tells us to test the spirits. And if he doesn't, then the devil will be quiet. He won't say another word. But you didn't know to do that.
No.
So he was telling you you were going to die. Was he helping the matter along?
He told me there was an exact date. Did I want to know the exact date? And I said, well, I don't know if I do. But then I said, well, you know, I need to prepare my parents. And he said, well, you don't want to tell them about this or they'll think that I'm crazy. And I said, they probably will. And so I'm not going to say anything. So we took a trip. He told me the exact date. He was going to be the last week in October. And even God is so sweet in this, which I'll get to later. But he said it was going to be the last week in October, probably October 31st.
Halloween.
Yes.
Devilish.
Now it all seems so clear.
Carrie's over here on one side making faces. He's mad at the guy. Okay, go ahead.
So I spent extra time with my father having lunches and things and family members. And
were you scared?
Oh, yes, I was. But then I finally got to a point where I ended up planning my own funeral, the songs, all these things. And trying to help the students. I did.
You were deceived.
I believed it was from God. Truthfully, this was God's will. Now, that doesn't make any sense at all.
No, but deception. One thing about deception, you are truly deceived.
Yes, ma'am.
See, can you see how God had me using these spiritual laws when he did?
Yes.
Prior to this for
prior,
her?
Prior, 2 years. 2 years.
I'm you thankful had to keep, for that.
Yeah, go ahead. We got a couple minutes here, and then we're going to have to go to tomorrow, but go ahead.
So then, you know, even then, God was leading and guiding. I got myself into a situation through lack of knowledge. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. It's very important to read your Bible and to get as close to God as you possibly can, because mm-hmm. the enemy is real.
Mm-hmm.
And when bad things happen to people, it's not, you know, it's not always God's fault. It's not.
No,
it's not God's
no,
fault.
No, no, it's
at
not
all,
God's fault.
At mm-hmm. all. It's either people's choices that they make or
yes,
the
absolutely.
Enemy.
Absolutely. But so you're convinced that you're going to die. You're scared.
Yes, ma'am.
You're frightened, but you don't distrust him.
In the end, I trusted the Lord and I decided, well, if this is your will, I entered into a peace and said, well, Lord, if this is your will, my life is in your hands and you are a good God. And so I just trusted him in my
all right.
ignorance.
This reminds me of one of those serials that we used to see in the Saturday afternoon movies I would go to. And we couldn't wait to get back next week to see how it's going to turn out. So tomorrow, you want to be sure to be listening. And until then, you'll want to call us and get Terry's God's Answer to Me, what God taught him about faith. And you want Brother Hagin's book, Love is the Way to... Now, that's free. Love is the Way to Victory by Kenneth E. Hagin. It's a huge book. We're giving it to you for $10. Marriage and Divorce and Remarriage by Kenneth E. Hagin for $10. And then a CD by Billy Brim. How to Walk in Love for $4. And we want you to be sure and get these things. And it'll change your life to begin to walk in love. Just give us a call at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim saying shalom until tomorrow.